Hello, hello, it's Clint Salter again, and welcome to today's lesson, Money Matters. In this lesson, you know, in the modules that we've been going through, we've been having in-depth conversations about all things teachers. And in this one, we're dealing with what some would call a little bit of a sticky subject to discuss, and that's teachers' fees. After working with dentistry owners across the world, you know, the fees that you'll pay your teachers always comes up. And to be honest, you know, there's really no wrong or right financial model. It's really about what works for both parties. You want a very fair fee structure for your teachers that's consistent and rewards them where appropriate. So now we've gone through all the numbers in the module, in module one. So now let's dig a little bit deeper into what you're paying your teachers. As business owners, you want to ensure that you're running a lean expenses machine, but you don't want to skimp on your teachers' fees, you know, get low quality teachers and have students leave. It's making sure that the teachers you're employing aren't just doing it for the money. You know, after you've gone through this three-step interview process, you'll whittle these people out, and that they've got a fire inside of them that's bigger than just wanting their money at the end of the week. Although we all need money to survive, right? So what financial models are out there for paying your regular teachers that keeps your teaching faculty feeling appreciative with and appreciated without sending you broke? And so that's exactly what I'm going to be discussing with you today. But first, there's one really important, actually I say mandatory, with my private mentoring clients and our members that we talk about fee structures for teachers with on the VIP forum. And that's the most problems with teachers occur because you assume one thing and they assume another. Basically, you're not on the same page and never have been. And so because you don't have a teacher contract, you know, teacher contracts are a really important piece of giving the studio owner and teacher relationship the best possible chance at thriving. So once you decide to hire a teacher, the next thing you want to do is to send them a contract outlining how the relationship will work, along with clearly outlining expectations. This way, everyone is on the same page the majority of the time. Now, every country has different laws when it comes to how you contract staff and teachers and what can be included and not included. Also, your teachers may be a contractor or an employee, hence these people would be treated differently. Any contract should be looked at by your lawyer. So now let's go through the key points that you might like to consider in your teacher contract. The first one is their position. It's clear to outline, you know, exactly what they'll be engaged to do as a teacher at your studio, along with any benefits that they'll receive, insurances, you know, they must hold, or who owns the copyright to the work they produce for you. You know, copyright is a big one, and I've seen teachers move from studio to studio teaching the same routines, and this can be a really big challenge. The next one is the schedule. You know, outline their teaching schedule and mention the fact that it will change depending on enrolled numbers. You know, also outline the holiday periods and any other times when they won't be needed or needed in addition to their regular classes. This could be for performance rehearsals, concert or recitals, etc. Really spell this out extremely clearly. We then move on to ethics and values. You know, and you need to have that list of ethics and values, you know, that is all about your studio. You know, sit down and do a brain dump of, you know, what you're about and what you expect from teachers in this area. You know, you've gone through the entire teacher recruitment process, you know, so these should match up really, really nicely. We then have to look at a non-compete. Now, this section is really about what you feel comfortable with. You may put restrictions on where else they can work, where else they can teach, you know, and that might be that they can't teach X amount of miles or kilometer radius from your studio. This is up to you, and you've got to feel comfortable with it, as does the teacher. And then payment terms. You know, we're about to speak about this in the next, you know, coming up, but here is where you outline the pay rate as well as when they will be paid. So now let's talk about how you are paying your staff. You know, when it comes to paying your teachers, you really need to ask yourself a couple of questions first. The first thing is, how much experience does the teacher have? Secondly, how much of an impact will this teacher have on my bottom line? And thirdly, what profit are these classes currently making for the business? And what's the opportunity to increase the profit per class? And you'll be able to see these figures from your class capacity indicator sheet. So there are three main pricing models when you're paying your teachers. The first one is a streamlined and graded hourly rate. The second one is a streamlined hourly rate plus your per student commission. And the third one is a per student commission only. Now, as I mentioned, there is no right or wrong answer here, and not all models are going to work for all studios, hence why I'm going to give you three. So let's jump in and have a look. The streamlined and graded hourly rate, this model gives the teachers a flat hourly rate depending on their experience. So let's run through the pay grades. Now, please don't pay attention to the prices here. The price will be dependent on where your studio is located and the size of your studio. I've just put these prices in to show you how the actual pay model works. And so here, grade one, we've got a student teacher who's $20 per hour. You know, grade two is an assistant teacher with 2 to 3 years as a student teacher, $25 per hour. Grade three is your graduate teacher who's 16 plus, who's getting $35 an hour. We've then got an associate teacher who's over 18 and has had 2 years plus experience at $45 an hour. Grade five, we've got an advanced teacher who's 18 plus and 3 year plus experience, $55 per hour. And then a professional teacher, 4 years plus experience, $65 an hour. And as I said, I don't want you to focus on the hourly rate here. I just want you to have a look and start looking at how we've put together a streamlined graded system. So you've got, you know, grade one to grade six, you've got the different levels of teacher they are. And so this is going to make it a lot easier when a teacher comes to you and talks about getting paid a certain amount. You can say to them, look, here is our graded system that we use for all of our teachers. It's quite a handy document to have. You know, this is really a very simple model. You know, it's certainly got its pros and cons though. The pros are that it's very easy to process from an administration side of things. And the biggest downside to this model is that the teacher may see all the students turning up for their class and they're only getting X amount and you're making X amount. As an example, let's say that you have 25 students in one class and they're each paying $15. You know, they calculate, the teacher calculates that you're making $375 from that class and you're paying them $45 per hour. Now, this may not seem fair to them, and they feel like you're taking advantage of them, which is why the per student commission model may assist you in retention as well as boosting new student numbers, as the teachers are incentivized for building their class numbers. Basically, you're saying to the teacher, run your class like it's your own studio without the headache of the administration and the parents, because you'll be looking after that. Now, again, what you pay your teachers is up to you, but based on the example I gave you before, let's have a look how you could implement this model into your studio. You will see here that I have dropped the hourly rate by $5 and there is no commission for the student or assistant teachers. So we can see here, grade one student teacher, $20 per hour. Grade two assistant teacher, $25 per hour. Grade three, a graduate teacher, $30 per hour plus $1 per student per hour from five students. Grade four, the associate teacher is getting $40 per hour plus $1 per student per hour from five students. Grade five is your advanced teacher who's getting $50 per hour plus $1.50 per student per hour from five students. And then grade six is the professional teacher, which is $60 per hour plus $1.50 per student per hour. Now, this is a great model for incentivizing your teachers while they still feel secure by getting a base hourly rate wage. Again, the figures will depend on your location as well as what you can afford. Remember, this doesn't have to be set in concrete. You can trial it for 6 months to see how it works for you and the teachers. The downside to this model is that it requires a little more administration and accounting work, as class numbers can fluctuate regularly. The last model is the per student commission only, fee only. This means that there is no base hourly rate and your teachers are paid from the first student. Let's have a look at an example of how this could work for you. I don't like to introduce this model until you get to the graduate teacher level. Let's begin and remember these prices are only an example as it's dependent on your location and the amount of children you can take per class. So grade one, student teacher stays the same, $20 an hour. Grade two, assistant teacher, $25 an hour. The graduate teacher at grade three is getting $6 per student for the first student and $2 per hour per student after that. Your associate teacher is getting $7 per student per hour for the first student and $2.50 per hour per student after that. Grade five, your advanced teacher is getting $8 per student per hour for the first student and $3 per hour per student after that. Then your professional teacher is getting $9 per student per hour for the first student and $3.50 per hour per student after that. So there are the rates you'll pay your teachers for lessons. So what about other things including recitals, concert rehearsals, performances, performance rehearsals, open days, open houses, staff meetings and training days? Now, there are no real set rates for these. I've worked with studio owners who have paid a higher rate to their teachers that takes into account these additional commitments, and others who pay per hour or per day for these additional commitments. Again, there's no right or wrong answer here. As long as it's all set out in your teacher's contract and you're all on your same page, well, then you'll never have any problems. Well, you won't have many problems. So the other thing that comes up a lot is how much you should pay for a guest teacher to come in and teach a group or a solo routine for your students. Again, the amounts you will pay are going to depend on the person, but as an example, you may pay a guest teacher $700 for a group routine. So say that's taken them about 7 hours, and $350 for a solo number, which might take them 3 hours. If they're out of town, you'll need to cover their travel expenses, including transportation, transfers, and accommodation, as well as a daily per diem for food and drink. My clients have been caught in the past as they've booked all the logistics and then the teacher pulls out at the last minute and the studio loses the money. The best idea here is to give the teacher a travel budget for all the logistics on top of their fee and have them book it. This way you're not going to lose any money if they pull out. At the end of the day, the important key takeaways here are that your teachers are being paid fairly for the work they are doing and you're running a profitable business. I hope you got a huge amount from this lesson. You know, there's certainly a lot to think about and I'm looking forward to seeing you in our next lesson. I really want to congratulate you on getting this far. I hope you are loving Studio Success Formula and you're taking the time to really let, you know, these teachings sink in. You know, give you time to absorb and also give you time to implement it. You know, by now you should have implemented a few changes into the studio. I'm sure you're taking lots of notes, which is great. Remember, you've got access to rewatch these videos as well, which I definitely suggest that you do. Again, I just want to thank you for joining me on this lesson, and I look forward to seeing you in our next lesson, which is another exciting one. Take care, and I'll see you really soon. Bye for now.